Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Aleph discusses the various possibilities, the different tiers for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Bikur mitzvah is Neri Shubeso, to have a single candle for each night of Chanukah. The Gemara tells us that the next tier is Mahadrin, which is Ner Lechol Echad V'Echad, and then Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. So Mahadrin corresponds to B'nei Bayis, with a fundamental machlokis. Exactly what does that mean? Ner Lechol Echad V'Echad. One possibility is that everyone lights individually, rather than one person light on behalf of the entire household. So Mahadrin Ner Lechol Echad V'Echad means an independent hadlaka. And that is indeed what the Rama writes. When you look in the Rambam, in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam simply begins, Kama Neros Hu Madlik. We're only speaking about a single person who is lighting the Ner Chanukah. And the whole question of the Ikar HaMitzvah Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin is simply the Minyan HaNeros. So Ner Lechol Echad V'Echad means that the Baal HaBayis lights a candle for each member of the household. So the Rambam gives you the example of a family of 10, that's the Rambam's case. So whereas according to Rama, right, the practice of the Minhag Ashkenaz is that each person were to go ahead and to light separately, 10 people lighting a candle, according to the Rambam, it means the Baal HaBayis lights 10 candles. And then the Gemara continues that Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin means a correspondence to the particular day of Chanukah. In what sense? So as you know, a fundamental machlokes beisilo beishamai, and the Gemara has two possibilities within that machlokes. One possibility is as follows, that beishamai says you begin with 8 and you count down, keneged yamim hanichnasim. Or the Gemara suggests another possibility, that it is based on pari hachag, that just as the karbanos v'sukkos are descending in order, the same thing is true when it comes to the minyan of neros as well. And Beis Hillel disagrees, and the Gemara has two possibilities. Either it is Kneged Yamim Hayotzim, or Ma'alim B'Kodesh Ve'en Moridim. And therefore, it is essential to go ahead and to count up. Okay. Beis Shammai Shita, in terms of Yamim HaNichnasim in Parei HaChag, what exactly is the question of Nichnasim or Yotzim? Rosh Levechuk once explained as follows. You know that whenever a person experiences a nes, there are always two factors. One factor is the godless of the nes itself. The other fact, no doubt, is the tzorech, the necessity of the nes. And sometimes they could push in opposite directions. You know, imagine, for example, we don't have any shemen that's tahor. And we know that it's going to take over a week to get 7, which is tahor. So if I were to ask you, what is it going to take, right, in order to avoid using shemen that's tamei, you know what the answer is? That's going to take something like incredible, no? That means neros that are going to burn for 8 days. That's what's going to take in order to go into see to it that you only use shemen that is tahor. The tzorech, what it's going to take, what would be necessary to, you know what, as each day goes on, that diminishes, no? Like the last day, you're almost at the finish line. All that I need now is that, you know, it has to burn now for, you know, 24 hours, 20 hours, 15 hours. That, as the time goes on, the tzorech of the nes is going to diminish. The greatness of the nes, in terms of the candle's not just lasting for 2 days, the candle's lasting for 8 days, that's something which is mosif v'holich. The tzorech of the nes is polches v'holich. As Rosh Levechuk once explained, that's very different perspectives in terms of understanding a nes. That what is the tzorech and what is the godel hanes, In terms of pari hachag, right, striking that link, that possibility, what exactly is the link between karbanos of sukkos, and the fact that we are lighting the menorah? If you look in Arach HaShulchan, in Tafresh Ayin, Arach HaShulchan quotes a Sefer Chashmonaim that writes that year, because of the Gzeros of Yavan, we were not able to offer the Karbanos of Chag HaSukkos. And immediately afterwards, right now Chanukah, you know, we experienced this nais. So there was a connection in the sense that we were unable to, and now we were zoche to experience. And therefore, according to Beis Shammai, Chazal instituted the minyan haneros and the mitzvah sadlaka keneged pari hachag, because that was the dual experience that we found. Interesting possibility. When you look in the Rimi Lunil, in his Pirush on Shabbos, on Dav Chafala from Abayis, there the Rimi Lunil writes that that also is another reason why Hanukkah is 8 days, not just simply because that was the travel time that it took in order to secure a semen that was tahor, but the takana of the 8 days of Hanukkah are keneged the 8 days of Sukkos, Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, a correspondence. And there is a comment to the Sefer Rokeach. The Sefer Rokeach is one of the Balei Tosfos. The Sefer Rokeach in Reish Chaf Hei writes something very interesting. You know, you look in Parshas Emor, that's where the Torah lists all the Yom Tov and mitzvahs of Yantiv. So you look in like Perachav Gimel, all the details of. And of course, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. Perachav Gimel ends, right, with the details of the mitzvah of Sukkos. And what's the smichus? And how does Perach Chav Dalet of Sefer Vayikra begin? So it's pretty striking, no? Right? V'ikhvelecha shemen zayizach kasis lamor lalas notamid. The mitzvah's menorah. The Torah juxtaposes the yantif of Sukkos with the mitzvah of hadlakas aneros. That's a ha'ar of the Balei Tosfos. Yeah.
So why do we light for 8 days? Why don't they just bring the karbanos for those 8 days and that's it?
Right, I mean, Chazal weren't going to be koveya, just it's keneged, a relationship. In other words, you can't bring the musfei sukkos if it's not sukkos. No? So you can't, offering those karbanos that were missed, you don't have an opportunity to do so now. Now, when it comes to those karbanos, a karban nedava one could offer. As Tosus writes, an avrazmano botar karbano. Let's assume you missed tefilas musaf. Can't make it up. What about tashlumin? Not for Musafim, no? How do you have such a thing? No? So here, in terms of the carbon itself, Avrazmando, but when now they experienced an ace, and in the back of their mind, of Chazal was that, you know, we were unable to, and now we were Zolche, so there should be some reference, there should be some possibility of a link, and therefore, maybe all of that is part of what surrounds Beis Shammai's Pariachag. Rosalevichik once said, following Chiddush, that maybe Pari HaChag is not to be understood independently. Not to be understood independently. But Pari HaChag of Beis Shammai was based on the concept of Beis Hillel, of Beis Hillel. You know, Beis Shammai says you should count up. What's the basis? Ma'alim Bakodesh. Ma'alim Bakodesh. Isn't that a Chiddush? Is that necessarily Ma'alim Bakodesh? You know, Ma'alim Bakodesh usually is Alach in Cheftza, no? Let's assume, for example, something is used for purpose A, so you cannot go ahead and use it for purpose B if purpose B is a lower level of Kedusha, no? You're not going to take, for example, the cloth where the Ibud was done for a mezuzah and use it for a Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah has a higher level of Kedusha. So typically, we speak about the concept of Malin Bakodesh. We're speaking about a Kedusha Sachevtsa, that A is designated for purpose B, and it cannot be used for purpose C. All of that I would tell you is Lachin Chevtsa. You know what the great Chiddush of Beis Hillel is? That there's a concept or a corollary, an offshoot of Malin Bakodesh, that doesn't apply to Chevtsa, but it's a Lach in Minyan. Minyan. No? When you have a sequence, so therefore, Ma'alim Bakodesh. That's a very different halacha of Ma'alim Bakodesh. Ma'alim Bakodesh normally means that if something is used for A, don't use it for purpose B. But here we're talking about something entirely different, right? What is the system? What is the sequence? Is it so obvious that there's a concept of Ma'alim Bakodesh when it comes to a sequential order? So Beis Hillel says absolutely yes. So Rosh Hashanah once pointed out a Chiddush, no? Beis Shammai, who obviously disagrees with Beis Hillel, is just bringing a raya l'divrei him from Pari HaChag. you see that the sequence of Pariachag is a descendant one, no? It's in descending order. Well, what happened to Lach of Malon Bakodesh? Apparently you see from Pariachag that that is not the Hagdara of Malon Bakodesh. Malon Bakodesh is Lach in Cheftzis, not Lach in Minyan, Vaharaya, Vaharaya, right, Pariachag. Right, we usually assume, Pashup Shat, that Pariachag is an independent reason that Beis Shammai says that you count down. Maybe this was, right, simply a way of addressing the halacha psukah beisil of Malon Bakodesh, Vein Moridin. So different possibilities in terms of, is there any nafkamina? We assume obviously, like the Shita Beisila. But the Gemara has two possible biurim of Beisila. Yotzim or Malon Bakodesh. Is there any difference between reason one and reason two? The Gemara doesn't have, no? But is there any nafkamina? Can one envision any possible difference? You know, if you look in the Chayadam, in Klal Kuf Nun Dalet, the Beis Alevi on that daf raises the following issue, according to Beis Hillel. You know, tonight is night five. I look, I don't have five candles. I don't have five candles. But I have four. A chiddush that the Beis Alevi discusses. How many should I light tonight? One or four. No? Could that be enough, Gamina? If the reason I'm lighting five is because of Yom HaYotzim, so you do not have such a keem if you light four. That's completely misleading, no? You're going to acknowledge tonight is the fifth night of Hanukkah by lighting four candles. See what I would tell you? Okay, you only have four candles. You can't fulfill Mahadrim and Amahadrim. So light one. If you assume the reason is because of Malon Bakodesh Lein Moridin, is it all or nothing? You know, I have Cheftzei. I have Ritzulus of Eshel Rosh. So you're telling Malon Bakodesh, don't use it for something that has less Kedusha. You certainly have the right to use it. What about just evening out? No? I'm going to use it from this Eshel Rosh to another Eshel Rosh. Isn't it better to level off than it is to descend? So fascinating possibility that perhaps one could argue with what is driving the Shita of Beis Hillel's Malon Bakodesh. So of course, five do so, but short of five, four, why don't you maintain? Okay. And if you look in the Gon in Tafresh Ayin Aleph writes something unbelievable. And he thinks that maybe this depends on the two reasons of Beis Hillel. You have the various possibilities. Ikar, Mahadrim, Mahadrim, and Amahadrim. Good? So what exactly does that mean? So this is an incredibly fundamental machlokas between Tosus and the Rambam. Right? Is Mahadrim min HaMahadrim built on Mahadrim? Mahadrim plus? Or is this a different track? There's Mahadrim, and there's Mahadrim min HaMahadrim. Or do I argue, no, there's Mahadrim, and there's Mahadrim and Amahadrim. In other words, that what is the best way to light? So the Rambam writes, very simply, the Rambam's Moshul again, a family of 10. So Mahadrim would mean that you're lighting 10 candles per night. You know what Mahadrim, Min Amahadrim means? To multiply, the Rambam writes. The Anshei Bayis times the particular night of Hanukkah. And Mahadrim and Amahadrim is pretty unbelievable. 10 candles the first night, and 20 the second, 30, and 80 the last night. Mahadrim and Amahadrim means Mahadrim and more. You accommodate Ner Lechol Echad V'Echad, as well as the Mahadrim and Amahadrim of the Malon Bakodesh or Yom HaYotzim. Wow. And Tosus disagrees. Unbelievable. No? Tosus maintains that Mahadrim and Amahadrim negates Mahadrim. It negates Mahadrim. You know what Mahadrim and Amahadrim is? One candle the first night, two candles the second, three the third, eight the last, regardless of how many people you have in your house. Mahadrim and Amahadrim does not assume Mahadrim and more. These are two very different options. That's a pretty unbelievable Machlokas. When you combine these shitas, you have three possibilities, no? You have the Rambam shita, two chedushim. Chiddush number one of the Rambam, that we're all talking about how many candles the Baal HaBayis lights. Chiddush number two is you have to accommodate both factors, Mahadran, Mahadran, Mahadran. So the bottom line is that one person lights 80 candles. That's the Rambam's Mahadran, Mahadran. What about according to Tosus? No, it means that on the last night of Hanukkah, only 8 candles, because we negate Mahadran. And then a further offshoot of the Ramah, where the Ramah writes in Tafrei Shayin Aleph that Mahadran Nedach Alechav Yechad means each person lights separately. So the greatest form of halakha, if you have a family of 10, is that 8 people light, 10 people light 8 candles. Whoa. Those are 3 possibilities, no? In your family of 10, what's the best way to light? The Ram writes one person lights 80. According to Tosus and Shabbos Chafal, if it means, no, that 8 candles are lit, and the Ramah, that each person lights. It's an important chiddush. No? Well, what is that machlokas between Tosus and the Rambam? Whether Mahadran and Mahadran is independent, or Mahadran and assumes Mahadran and more? Not clear. Not clear. Why doesn't Tosus like the Rambam Shita? What's wrong with saying do both? So Tosus that writes explicitly. You know what Tosus says? If you do both, you're defeating the whole purpose of Mahadran and Mahadran. You know, you look in someone's window and you see 20 candles. So what do you know? What do you know when you see 20 candles? Not that much. Not that much. You know, what do you know? Maybe it's a family of 20 and it's the first night of Hanukkah. Or it's a family of 4 and it's the 5th night of Hanukkah. A family of 5 and the 4th night of Hanukkah. You don't know. So Tosafot says if the whole purpose of Mahadran and Mahadran is a correspondence, that the Minyan Haneros corresponds to the night of Hanukkah, you lose that when you start factoring in any other variable. So I look in your window, I see 4 candles. I have no idea what it is. No, maybe it's the 4th night and you're by yourself. Maybe it's the 1st night and there are 4 people there. So once you assume that Mahadran and Mahadran negates, that's it. No, 1 candle means the 1st night, 2, the 2nd, 3rd. Oh, that's the Chiddush of Tosus. And apparently the Rambam is not bothered by that. The Rambam is not bothered by that. I see 80 candles. I probably have a good idea. This is not a family of 80. No, like it's not the 1st night of Hanukkah. I have a good idea. It's probably toward the end of Hanukkah. No, 80 candles. But the Rambam's not bothered by the fact that, you know, I see a half a dozen candles and I'm not sure what it is. So the Gaon writes a very great chiddush. That, what is this machlokes? So the Gaon writes it. He thinks that's the machlokes. Whether it's Yomim HaYotzim or whether it's Ma'alim HaKodesh. The Tam of Yomim HaYotzim requires the correspondence. That's what Yom Yotzim Nachan is. Machlokes B'Lubei Shammai, front or back, but the Tzara Shava Shabahem is the lighting has to correspond to the night of Hanukkah. So that's what Tosa says. So you miss that when you start multiplying. But all that the Gaon stems from Yom HaYotzim, Yom HaNichnasim. Whereas if you assume the reason the Gaon writes of Ma'alim Bakodesh, there's no need for a correspondence. It's just Ma'alim Bakodesh, Ribui Neiros. So therefore, Gavaldik. No, so if you take Mahadran, you multiply it by Mahadran and Mahadran. Unbelievable. No, so there's a greater Ibuneus. There's a greater Pirsum. Pirsum Haneus. So that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush that the Gaon writes. Wow, wow. Maybe another possibility? This is what Rav Zsolti writes in Mishnah Yaveitz in Simon Ayin Dalet. When Tosus says, not Nikar, where does that come from? Where does that come from that something has to be Nikar? Something has to be Nikar? I'll tell you where it comes from. Very simply. What is this called? No? Mahadran? Mahadran and a Mahadran? Hidra Mitzvah. Hidra Mitzvah. Isn't Hidra Mitzvah something that has to be Nikar? Isn't that what Hidra Mitzvah is? What does it mean? Lulavna, sukkana, shofarna. A beautiful in what sense? A beautiful in what sense? No? The perception, the heker. The Gemara has a phrase, in Yuman Daf Ayin, this is a Gemara's phrase, kedei laharos chazuso l'rabim. Hidra mitzvah means to parade, to demonstrate the beauty of. No? To demonstrate the beauty of. So isn't it built in that there should be that which is nikar? Yeah.
Does that mean if you're by yourself on an island somewhere, there's no meaning of hidra mitzvah for the rule of an esrei?
There are probably different dimensions of hidur. But the purpose of hidur is it should be something that is as obvious as possible. As obvious as possible. If something is not nikar, are you compromising the hidur? I'll give you an example. Oh, Tosfos Menachos, Daf Lamed Beis. Tosfos says that there's certain dini hidur that don't apply to the parshios of tefillin. Because when was the last time you saw the parsha of tefillin? Sefer Torah. Whenever you read the Sefer Torah, you see tefillin. The whole thing is mechusa. It's a chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. The dine sirtut of tefillin are not the same as Sefer Torah because the tefillin are covered. The tefillin are covered. Tosus. Menachos Daf Lamed Beis. No? So that means isn't part of the hidur. You know? It isn't part of the sukkah decorations the fact that people should see a beautiful sukkah or nothing to do. Nothing to do. Isn't that what the hidur is? To have beautiful chefze shel mitzvah. So there's certain dini hidur that's true, right? Lulav tzarech egen. The Gemara says that's hidur mitzvah. Maybe that's a different type of hidur mitzvah. Maybe that's a hidur mitzvah in terms of lakicha tama, the mais lakicha. But clearly, sometimes hidur mitzvah means that which is displayed, manifest. So it's not so surprising that within the sugi here of hidur mitzvah, mahadrim, mahadrim, and mahadrim, Tosu should be bothered by the heker fashion. The heker fashion. If I'm discussing another mitzvah with you, you know, and I tell you, well, it's not so apparent, it's not so obvious. Maybe you look at me and say, so who cares if it's obvious or not? Who cares if it's obvious? You know? You went into a room and you ate matzah, and it's not so apparent that you were, so you'll tell me, okay, but it's a mitzvah sachila. Why here is heker so important? Poshup Shat answers is because the nature of this is hidur, hidur mitzvah, mahadrin. And one of the components of mahadrin is that notion. So Tosa says to have a requirement of hidur that is not nikar, oh, that defeats the purpose. So if it's connected yamim hayotzim, it means the yamim hayotzim should be nikarim. And therefore, that's the chiddush. That indeed is the chiddush. In terms of, let's say, the Rambam Shita, Rav Zolti writes, this fascinating issue. Is it so obvious? Obviously, they're related. But is it so obvious that the Geder of Mahadrin and Mahadrin in a Mahadrin is the Halacha B'chol HaTorah Kula, Zeh Keli Vaveyu, Hisna Lafana B'mitzvos? Is that so true? Maybe the concept of Mahadrin and Mahadrin in a Mahadrin here is not just simply the Halacha B'chol HaTorah Kula of Lulav Na'asukana Shofarna, but this is built into the very fabric of the mitzvah, the takana of Ner Chanukah. Mahadrin of Ner Chanukah is built into, maybe above and beyond, the typical halacha of Hidur Mitzvah B'chol HaTorah Kula. And maybe even if Hidur Mitzvah has to be Nikar B'chol HaTorah Kula, maybe this is a very different form of Mahadrim entirely. This is part of the Dinei Chanukah inherently, not just simply the separate Kiyum of. We had mentioned the Chiddush of Or Sameach. There's something unique, right, when it comes to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, that an ani who does not have somehow has to beg and borrow to do so. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Tafrei Shain Aleph, you have to be chozer al psachim. No, afilu ani hamisparnis min hatzadaka, shoel mocher ksusa, whatever it takes, you're obligated to do. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, Sif Katan Gimel, that's clear, but it's only to accommodate the Iker Mitzvah. not to accommodate the Hidur. Not to accommodate the Hidur. That you don't have to do. So the Rosh Sameach has a diuk. Because you look in the Rambam, the very end of Hilchos Chanukah, in Perek Daloch Yaveis, the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Chavivihi Ad Ma'od. Well, and Vitzarach Adam Lehizaraba, one has to be meticulous about Ner Chanukah. And the Rambam uses the phrase, Lahodia Hanes Ulahosif. Ulahosif b'shevach hakel. And then the Rambam continues, and afilu ein lo mayochal, even if you're destitute, well, shoah, mocher ksusa. So the Rosh Sameach, just a diuk. Not a furish Rambam, but a diuk. The Rambam writes, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is lahosif, and then the Rambam writes, afilu ein lo. Oh, so the diuk of the Rosh Sameach is that yati mocher ksusa or shoel lahosif. Lahosif b'shevach hakel. Well, the Rambam's not as mafurish, but the Rambam juxtaposes. Lahosif b'shevach and afilu ani. So the Rosh Sameach writes the Chiddush that you have to be chozo apsachim from Mahadrin. And from Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. It has the dine Chanukah. It's not just simply lacha b'chalata rekula of zek keli vanvehu. He's not a mitzvah. Interesting diuk. There's a fascinating tshuva Rabbi Kveger, Madura Tinyana Simin Yud Gimel. Rabbi Kveger discusses the following. Let's say a person tonight lit four candles. All of a sudden, he realizes, you know what? I made a mistake a few hours ago. Or let's assume, for example, the following. A person lights one, two, three. He knows it's five. He lights one, two, three. All of a sudden, he realizes, I didn't say the bracha. I didn't say the bracha. Can I make a bracha now? Can I make a bracha now? Rabbi Kveger, 7 year gimel. Rabbi Kveger writes, you can make a bracha if you can be covered by three shittas. Shita number one, who is the chiddush of an Or Zeruya? You know, everybody agrees, that's a Gemara, Pesach and Dav Zayin, that sometimes, Chazal were kovei a bracha after the fact. Lach rasiyasa. The Gemara gives the extreme case, Tevilas Hager, the guy's converted. He's going to make a bracha before Tevila. He's not Jewish. So obviously, the bracha on Tevila for a ger is after the Tevila. The Gemara gives another example that we don't exactly do. Netilas lulav. Well, when you pick it up, you're yotzi, medag bein afik bein. So you know what the Gemara says? You're right. That's why the nusach habrachi is al netilas lulav. Because al typically is after the fact. Wow, the chiddush. Tosa says in brachas daf nun aleph, you make the brach of al netilas lulav after you wash. Because if your hands are soiled, foul, it's not property, maskar, shim, shemaim, now and then wash. So you wash, your mitar, your yadayim, and then you make the bracha. So TSM is another example where it's la'achar natila. It also says it should be before the drying of the hands, before the nigov. And that's how the bracha is out. So there's sometimes everyone agrees, that you can have a bracha after the fact. But the following case, this is a huge machlokas, the Ram or Zerua. What if it's typical where the bracha should have been before? And for whatever reason, you forgot. You didn't make the bracha before. Do I have the right to make a bracha afterwards? Maybe I could argue very simply. The fact that in certain cases, Chazal said, that's when you make the bracha, after the fact, that's the greatest indicator that a bracha can be chal, after the fact. So even if I should have made it before, but b'di'evid, I can make it after, because sometimes it's even go to the chadchila. That's the shittu the Rezerua. In other words, over the Asiyasin, it's not the Yikuva. Baharaya, because there's some times where Mamash Lechatchina make the bracha l'achar Asiyasin. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes in those unusual cases where that was the Takana. But when a bracha should have been made before, and you fail to do so, you don't have the right to make a bracha after the fact. Machlokas Dharmor Zeruah. So a person, let's say, lit a candle, and all of a sudden realized, I didn't make the bracha. According to Zeruah, of course you can make the bracha. You can make the bracha after you light five candles, because you can make the bracha after the mitzvah is done, but not according to the Rambam. Number two, Rabbi Kivega writes, oh, a tosus and sukkah, daf lamates. Even if you don't make a bracha after the mitzvah's come to an end, but what about b'meshach asiyasa? What about in the middle? What about in the middle? The mitzvah did not yet come to an end. Oh, so Tosus writes, you can certainly make a bracha b'meshach asiyasa. Tosus, for example, writes, let's say I didn't make the bracha at the time that I took the Luvin Esrog, but I didn't say hello yet. So I'm not putting my Luvin Esrog for the day. I still have to say hello. Oh, so Tosus says you can still make the bracha because the mitzvah is still ongoing. So if I lit all five candles, I can't make a bracha now. But if I lit one, it's still meshach asiyasa. And then Rabbi Kvega writes a different approach. Reason three. And that is, can I make a bracha on Mahadrin? And Mahadrin min Mahadrin? Because I have yet to fulfill Mahadrin and Mahadrin min Mahadrin. Oh, it's Rabbi Kvega writes, that's a heavy machlokas as well. The Pri Chadash writes, no, you can't make a bracha on Hidra Mitzvah. You can't make a bracha of Lahadlik Ner Chanukah on Hidra Mitzvah. To make that bracha now would mean Lower Zeruah, or maybe one could argue the Mahadrin means the mitzvah hasn't come to an end, but in essence it's Meshach Asiyasa, but in a vacuum, Hidra Mitzvah does not allow you to recite a bracha. And the Eliyahu Rabbah disagrees and says, you can make a bracha on the mitzvah Ner Chanukah because you have yet to fulfill Mahadrin. That's a pretty fascinating issue. Rabbi Kvega writes the following. Wait a second. What's our practice? Our practice, like the Ramah, everyone lights separately, right? So what happens? Let's say your father lights. He makes a bracha. You're lighting. You make a bracha, no? What are you making a bracha on? What are you making? So Rabbi Kvega says, maybe you're making a bracha on Mahadrin. Ner l'cholecha v'yachad. That would be a Rai Muchachas then, that you can make a bracha on Mahadrin. Rabbi Kvega doesn't think that's true. Going in that you know that you're going to be lighting separately, so therefore when you make your bracha, it's a bracha on the Iker Mitzvah. Because if I ask you, are you intending to be yotzei with your father's hadlaka? You know what you're going to say? Of course not, I'm lighting myself. So therefore, the fact that you are subsequently lighting is not a bracha mahadrin. That's a bracha on the Iker Mitzvah. That's pretty fascinating chiddush. Maybe one could have argued that the Iker Mitzvah of Ner L'Cholecha, of Ner Yishu Beiso, just means it's a Chovas Habayis, to have a Ner Dolak Habayis, like Ner Shabbos. In which case, maybe one could argue, it's not a question of Kavana Lotzeis, no Lotzeis. But Rabbi Kvega writes, he thinks it's clear that if you're intending to light separately in such a case, then you're not only fulfilling the Mahadrin, you're filling the Iker Mitzvah, and therefore it's clear that a bracha indeed could be recited. It's Rabbi Kveger's deal, but an important machlokas. Then Rabbi Kveger points out again that possibility that aside from just Hidra Mitzvah, maybe B'chol HaTorah Kula, I wouldn't make a bracha on just Hidra Mitzvah alone. Let's assume, for example, a mila is done. Sugya Shabbos Kuflamet Gimel. Removing most of the orla is necessary for a mila ksheira. Removing all of the orla, the Gemara says, that's Hidra Mitzvah. That's Hidra Mitzvah. So if a person, for example, had a little bit of the tzitzin that was left, and now he's removing that, one could argue, don't make a bracha on al hamila on the Hidur. You won't say the mitzvah of mila already. This is just Hidra Mitzvah. But a Ner Chanukah, am I correct? That's not true. That Mahadrin, Mahadrin, and a Mahadrin, like Aliyah Rab, is built into the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And it's not true to argue that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is fulfilled and all that remains is an independent kiyum of. One could split. What is true of Hidra Mitzvah Chalat Torah Kula may not be true of Hidra Mitzvah when it comes to cases of Ner Chanukah. Mishabru discusses, for example, there's a mitzvah of chinuch. There's a mitzvah of chinuch when it comes to mitzvahs in general, and when it comes to Ner Chanukah as well. To what extent does chinuch require mahadrin? Does chinuch require mahadrin? Maybe one could argue that even if the mitzvah of chinuch b'chol haTorah kula does not require every aspect of Mahadrin, but Ner Chanukah, maybe one could argue that that's very, very different. That's very different. And maybe then I would argue that yes, that Chinuch would demand that the Katan light Kenega Yom HaYotzim, Yom HaNichnasim. Because here it's considered to be part of. Regarding that case of Katan and Ner Chanukah, the Gemara is clear. The Gemara on Shabbos Daf Chaf Gimel discusses what is the act of hadlaka. Hadlaka osa mitzvah, hanacha osa mitzvah. The Gemara says hadlaka osa mitzvah. Hadlaka osa mitzvah. Isn't that clear from the Nusach HaBracha of Lahadlik? Lahadlik. Rashi writes, why would you say halakha osa mitzvah? Rashi says, dumei demikdash. And beis hamikdash osa mitzvah halakha. Same thing when it comes to Ner Chanukah. And therefore, the Gemara says that if a katan were to light the Ner Chanukah, lo asav lo klum, that would not work. Even though the ikar hamitzvah is Ner Yishubesa, but not if a katan does so. It has to be a gadol, a bar chiyuva. So if you look in the Rif, and the Yudam and Aleph, and Dapei HaRif, there, the Rif writes, Hadlaka osa mitzvah, and the Ran, Yudam and Aleph, and Dapei HaRif, quotes the Chiddush of the Bala Yitur. Even though it's Mefurish in the Gemara, that a Katan, who lights, cannot go ahead and discharge the obligation of others, but writes a chiddush. That's only a katan shelohigia l'chinuch. But if it's a katan shehigia l'chinuch, then fine. After all, Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah d'rabbana. And a katan shehigia l'chinuch is chayiv d'rabbana, that's the sheet of Tosos. No, the Gemara has in Brachos Daf Chaf, Ben Mevarech La'aviv. Two people eat, a katan and a gadol. The Gemara says that a katan can motzi a gadol and benching. How can that be benching as daraisa? The Gemara says, no, we're talking about a case where the gadol did not eat kadei sviya. The gadol only ate a kazayis. He's only chayv in benching drabanan. A katan is also chayv drabanan because of chinuch. Asid Rabbanan, no mapik Rabbanan. So in a mitzvah Rabbanan, a katan can be motzi a gadol. So the Bala Yitur writes, I'll give you another example, Ner Chanukah. A katan can go ahead and light. And that's good, that's fine. The whole family can be yotzi, the luck of a katan. The Gemara says, no, lo higi l'chinuch. That's a shita Bala Yitur. Yeah.
What's the status of an
isha? Woman is chayiv. Right, afein habo soanes. Woman is chayv in Ner Chanukah.
And can someone's daughter light for the whole house also?
It's an interesting question, like to what extent? The Gemara has cases where the women would light if the husband was away. A woman would light for the man. Daughters, different practices. Whether a wife lights, whether daughters light. But women are chayv, even though it's a zman grama. That's mufurish in the Gemara that afein habo soanes. Just like women are chayiv in cases of Kriya Samagil and Dalakosa, Sumrachayivin, Ner Chanukah.
A 13-year-old daughter could light for the whole house.
Our practice is usually we have the Balabayis light, and we Ashkenazim, we're following the Shita that the Rama writes that everybody lights. Everybody, one person should not be motzi the other. Everybody lights, because that's the meaning of Ner Lechalecha V'Yechad. But if push comes to shove, and the only possible halakha in the house would be that a teenage girl is lighting, so one would be yotzei. One would be yotzei. The Baal Yitzchak says, a katan. A katan is good enough. A katan is good enough. So that's a great chiddush, no? Even though the Gemara says katan, no, but it just says not means a katan is playing with matches. A katan shall be gila chinuch. A gila chinuch is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't assume like the Baal Yitzchak. We assume you have to be a Bar Chiyuv. But a girl is a Bar Chiyuv in Hadlaka Saneras, and a Katan, we'll have to see why, right, does not light to be motzi others. Chinuch, yes, but not to be motzi others. So the Ram quotes two days. When the Gemara says a Katan, no, is it a Katan Shigila Chinuch, or is it a Katan with Loigia Chinuch? And in Hilchos Chanukah, the Mechaber quotes both days. Right? In Tafrei Shayin Hei. The Mechaber writes that a katan should not be motzi others. And then the Mechaber just adds, v'yesh misha omer, a katan shegiyah l'chinuch mutar. So the Mechaber writes the primary view, and then a yesh omer, v'yesh misha omer, that's the Baal Yitzchak, that a katan is good. So the Magen Avraham points out the following difficulty. This question, whether a katan can, a chor should be relevant not only for Ner Chanukah, but also relevant for Kriyas HaMegillah. You have mitzvah derabanan, and there's a mitzvah of chinuch. Can a katan be motzi gadol? So yes or no? So the Magen Avraham is bothered, leaves us at Tzarechiyun. Why is it here, Tafrei Shayin Hei, in Ochos Chanukah, the Mechaber writes, you know, this is a good question, Tudeos, Yesh Mishomer. And in Hilchos Megillah, in Tafresh Peites, the Mechaber writes, absolutely not. The Rambam writes, if a katan reads the Megillah, lo yatsa, lo yatsa. So the Magen Avraham is bothered. In Tafresh Peites, if katan gimel, if katan dalet, the Magen Avraham is bothered. Why? What's the difference? You want to quote the Baal Yitzchak? Fine. You don't? No. But why in Hilchos Chanukah does the Mechaber quote the Shita of the Baal Yitzchak? Oh, good, Yesh Mishomer. And Hilchos Megillah, like, absolutely not. Why should there be a difference between Kriyas HaMegillah and Ner Chanukah? That's the Magen Avraham Tzarechiyun. So I'll tell you a couple of possibilities. One possibility is, ooh, the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is found, guess where? The Psicha Kolales, now Osir Ches. Right? Prima Gadim writes this. Prima Gadim is showing you there are different levels of Dinim Daraisa. And there are different levels of Dinim Darabanan. Not everything is equal. It's not just one size fits all Daraisa. And then there's Darabanan. No, but they're different gradations. You know, there's a status which is higher than Darabanan, less than Daraisa. Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah. Prima Gadim writes the following Chiddush. Very nice. Ner Chanukah is a takana drabanan. Kriyas HaMegillah is Divrei Kabbalah. Kriyas HaMegillah is found in part of Tanakh. Our chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah comes from Megillas Esther. It's from Kisvei HaKodesh. That's a higher level than a simple takana drabanan. The chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah is midivrei Kabbalah. The chiyuv of Ner Chanukah is only a din d'rabbanan. Ooh, so Prima Gadim writes. A katan, good, he can be a bar chiyuv a d'rabbanan because the mitzvah of chinuch. So in Ner Chanukah, one could suggest asi d'rabbanan, mapik d'rabbanan. But not when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. That's divrei Kabbalah. You know who already writes this? The Meiri. Megillah Daf Yetesimud Beis. That's where the Gemara says a cut and canopy months you got on Kriya Sam. Megillah Meir is bothered. Why not? Asti Dramapi Drabanan. The Meir writes, no, because Kriya Sam Megillah is Midirei Kabbalah. Well, I'll tell you an interesting thing, food for thought, no? When I say that Kriya Samigila is Midivrei Kabbalah, not Darabanan, what Kriya Samigila am I referring to? So, you know, the Tur Yevin, no, that's by the Shagas Ari, you know, Megillah, Daf Dalet, right, it's a pretty fundamental difference. All the mitzvos of Purim in the Megillah are Bayom. And therefore, Shagas Ari writes the Chiddush that Kriya Samegillah Midivrei Kabbalah is only Bayom. Kriya Samegillah Balayla is a later Takana Drabana. A later Takana Drabana. Well, it's a question how late is late. But a later Takana Drabana. That's a fascinating Chiddush. The Ikar Mitzvah of Kriya Samegillah is Bayom. That's Midivrei Kabbalah. Night only at Din Darabanan. That's a great Chiddush. Yeah.
Would we say that it's better not to switch from reading at night from a Katan Shigiyah L'Chinuch and then to the day where you can't be using that?
Right. So that could allow for a fascinating difference then. If the entire reason, maybe there are other reasons also, but if the entire reason that a katan can't read the Megillah for a gadol is because Kriya Samegillah is Midivrei Kabbalah, maybe one could suggest during the day no, but at night yes. Interesting Chiddush. The Shagas Ari writes this about women. Why does the Halachas Gadol say that women can't be Motzi men in Kriya Samegillah? So that very daf, he writes the same thing, because Kriya Samegillah Bayom is Divrei Kabbalah. And Afein Habo Soanes is only Drabanan. So a Drabanan can't be Motzi Divrei Kabbalah. So a Katan can't be Motzi a Gadol, and a woman can't be Motzi a Gadol. And that could leave the door open. Now, what about a Kriya Samegillah at night? If that's only a Din Drabanan, so would that be a possibility of a Katan being Motzi a Gadol? A woman being Motzi a Gadol? Pesach Frank discusses that, the Marcheshes, not like. But that would make an important difference in Kriya Samegillah and Nerchanaka. Nerchanaka is Drabana. So I understand the Balitra says that what's wrong with the Katan lighting? For everybody to fulfill the mitzvah. But that would not work when it comes to Kriya Samegillah, Divrei Kabbalah. Yeah.
Is there any question of Sneas by
Could be, right? This is just me Ikra, then whether that could be done. The Gemara says in Megillah that Isha lo tikra b'tzibur b'nei kavod ha-tzibur when it comes to Kriya Satora, Mishum kavod ha-tzibur. So one could argue there are a lot of other dimensions also. But before you get to the other dimensions, the appropriateness of whether there's any breach of kavod ha-tzibur, but does it work? Is it even an option? So that's discussed. That's the Tosos and Erechin and Daf Gimel, right? The Shagas Ari discusses Megillah and Daf Dalet. So that would explain very nicely. Let's assume you don't make that distinction. Divrei Kabbalah versus Drabanan. Kriya Samegillah is Drabanan. Ner Chanukah is Drabanan. So, why can't a Katan read the Megillah? A Katan Schayiv Drabanan, that's also Sushita. And Kriya Samegillah is Drabanan. So why does the Gemara Megillah Daf Yetzer say a Katan can read the Megillah for a Gadol? So Tosfos writes the following Chiddush, unusual. Tosfos writes, there are different levels. But not different levels, Divrei Kabbalah. No, different levels. There's a Daraisa, there's a Chad Rabbanan, and there's a Trei Rabbanan. That's Tosfos' Chiddush. A Trei Rabbanan means you're two steps removed from the Chi of Mikra Hadin. So what does that mean? Kriya Samegillah for a Gadol. The Gadol is a bar chiyuva in mitzvos daraisa. But Kriya Samegillah is only Darabanan. A Katan, there are two factors. Number one, Kriya Samegillah is Darabanan. Number two, a Katan is only a bar chiyuva Darabanan. So a bar chiyuva Darabanan in a mitzvah Darabanan is called a Trei Darabanan. A Trei Darabanan. That's the Chiddush HaTosfos. A Trei Darabanan can't be Motzi Echad Darabanan. So just going backwards for a minute. But wasn't there a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf that a katan can be motzi a gadol? So the Gemara said, oh, brichas mas daraisa. No, we're talking about a case where the gadol ate a kazayis. So Tosus adds, what you don't find in the Gemara, the gadol ate a kazayis, but the katan ate kedei sviya. So if the katan ate kedei sviya and the gadol ate a kazayis, now they're both on the same level. A katan is a barchiva daraisa, they deshir drabana. The katan ate a shir daraisa and is barchiva drabana. But Tosus writes a stunning psak that if the katan would only eat a kazayis, he can't be motzi a gadol because of a trade drabana. So when the Gemara says the gadol ate a kazayis, it means as opposed to the katan that ate kedei sviya. And Tosa says that's why a katan can't be motzi a gadol in Kriya Samegillah. Because a katan is a trade drabanan, and a gadol is a chad drabanan. And a trade drabanan can't be motzi a chad drabanan. Oh, that's Tosus. Wow. So one teretz is Meiri, Shagasari, you fancy. The other fancy, Tosus, Chadram is trade Rabbanan. So, does this help us at all? The first teretz is very hopeful. Because Kriya Samegillah might be Divrei Kabbalah, but not true of Ner Chanukah. But if you follow this whole second approach, is there a way to explain why the Mechaber writes in Megillah, absolutely not, and Chanukah writes, yeah, maybe like the Baal Yitter. Why would you distinguish? Ooh, so here I'll tell you the following Chiddush. This is a Chiddush that Rav Shmuel Rozovsky suggested. There's a Sefer Zikaron for Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. It's called Zichron Shmuel, Simen Yotes. He writes the following. Wait. The Iker Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is Ner Yishubesa. Ner Yishubesa. What exactly does that mean, Neri Shubeza? Neri Shubeza. Let's say Kriya Samegillah. Everybody has to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Samegillah. But only one person is reading. How does everybody fulfill the mitzvah? Well, so you have to answer, how? What do you mean? Everybody has to make Kiddush. One person is making Kiddush. Sukkot Afam Ches. Shomei HaKoneh. Shomei HaKoneh. A Shomei HaKoneh. Maybe sometimes Zechiah, Shlichus. One person lights a menorah. The whole family's yotze. Forget about mahajim and ahim. The ikar mitzvah. Neri yishubesa. How does that work? Shomei HaKoneh. I'm not even there. No? One person lights. The whole family's yotze. How does that work? How does that work? Maybe that's a very different lamdus. Let's say, you know, you run to shul. You want to be at minchan time tomorrow. No? And somebody benches licht. Your mother benches licht. How are you yotze? Shomei HaKoneh. Your mother screams and shul, you hear the Ha'ariyotze. You know what the answer is? The Rambam writes, the mitzvah is to have a ner doluk babayis. And if one person will light, and there's that is sufficient for the entire family unit. In other words, it's a chovas habayis, a chiv of the bnei bayis. If you'd ask me, what is a mashal of a chovas habayis? Sometimes you have chiyuvim in the Torah that mean this is what must be done collectively. 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 Let's say a person offers a karban. There's a mitzvah b'achilas kodshim. You know what that means? The Beis Halevi writes, the kohanim have to see to it that the karban is necham. Let's say one kohen eats it. Gevaldik. Five kohanim. Great. What, he's motzi the rest of the kohanim who are there. Yeah, a Shomei HaKoneh and Achila. No, it means that, you know what the Chiyuv is? Mi Beinehem, collectively. Rachmana Litzlan, a person dies without children. So guess what? All the brothers have a responsibility of Yibum, Chalitza. So one brother does it. Shomei HaKoneh. Right, he's Motzi. Ashlichus. I would argue, no. These are the candidates. And Mi Beinehem. The base Av has to perform Yibum. The Kohanim have to see to it that the Kodshim are Nechalim. There's a Chiyuv of an Erdolot Babayis. In other words, that the Ikar Mitzvah is Ner Yishubeso, Chovas Habayis. Chovas Habayis. Well, if it's just a Chovas Habayis, Ner Dolok, why can't I have a Cherish or a Shota? Why can't I have the light? Oh, so you'll tell me lamdas. That's Ner Chanukah. Even if the mitzvah of shofar is shmiya, that's a kol shofar, a guy sounds the shofar. That's not a kol shofar shal mitzvah. No, regardless. The Rambam says seven times, the mitzvah is shmiya, shmiya, shmiya. So let a guy blow and I'll hear. Yeah, hear what? Chaznish, right? It's not a kol shofar shal mitzvah. A kol shofar shal mitzvah has to be produced by Bar Chiyuva. Even if it's a chovas habayis. Yeah, but it has to be generated by Bar Chiyuva. Oh, but I'll ask you this lamdas. This is the punchline. When you're dealing with the chovas habayis, not a chovas hagavra, so becheftz it has to be in Erech Hanukkah. Is there a difference between a chad rabbanon versus a trei rabbanon? That's the lamdas. That's in terms of a chovas hagavra. Of course, that if there's any difference in you and me, I can't be yotzi through you. But if it's a chovas habayis, but it's not in Erech Hanukkah unless. Is there a difference between, for a chad rabbanon, it's not an Erech Hanukkah, for the trade rabbanon, it is an Erech Hanukkah, or do I argue when it comes to chovas habayis? No. That's the chiddush Rosh Hashanah suggests. When it comes to chovas hagavra, yes, but not when it comes to chovas habayis. And therefore, in Hilchos Megillah, there's a problem of a chad rabbanon versus a trade rabbanon, but not in Hilchos Hanukkah. And that's why the Machaber quotes the Balitur Nochos Chanukah, but not Nochos Megillah. Oh, because of Tosa Sushita. Chad Rav is a trade rabbi. That's an important one. Okay, Rosh Hashanah, we'll have to pick up. Okay. We're off on Sunday, yeah? So,